Hello, I'm Kiran Singh, and this is simply a one-woman show on self-awareness called Live a Well-Designed Life with Kiran. I'll be talking about living a slow, simple, and intentional life in sync with the seasons, self-love and self-care, home, self-discovery, and so much more. I've devoted this podcast to share ideas, tools, and resources that will help you curate and live a well-designed life, consciously, intentionally, and wholeheartedly. A quick note, I record all of these episodes in my living room at the seafront of Hastings, so you'll hear the natural sounds like the waves, seagulls, and the wind echoing through the windows. Now, let's get started. Hello everyone, and Happy New Year. I can't believe we're actually 6 days into the new year. The days are flying by, and us in the UK have entered a new national lockdown, so we are stuck at home. I'm not complaining, but then again, I'm also used to work from home anyway. But I think what really hit me with the whole COVID is the second lockdown, which was in November, and then the third one now. It's winter, it's cold, it gets dark quick, and then you can't see your family and friends in person. So I have really been struggling with that, as in missing human connections and being with people and stuff. I never thought I would, because I'm actually introvert by nature, but I think it's really kind of hitting me slowly but surely. Apart from that, everything has been good. I can't complain. But also, I thought I'll pop by for a quick little chat. I decided to do a massive declutter. So if you've been following me, you know I'm a big believer of simplifying my life to amplify it, basically. And I decided, first, I've been giving away loads of excessive possessions to charity. Extra clothes and so on, just what I could see. But then the deeper I dug into the whole core of what I wanted when I simplified, and also learning to realize what I actually use and needed instead of just having things for the sake of it, that kind of was an eye-opener for me. So every season I do a seasonal deep clean of my apartment. That's everything from cleaning the skirting board, dusting, you name it, every single thing. And when I was doing each room, as in room by room, I started taking out things, one, that I wouldn't use or didn't use, two, that didn't add value to my life anymore, and three, I actually didn't need, but I had it for the sake of it for that one day. And then I thought, okay, you know, some of the things were kind of expensive, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll try to sell it. So I put all of this stuff on the one side by end of each room, and every evening I would list those things on Facebook Marketplace. To my surprise, obviously, I sold majority of my things. I still have a few things left, but it feels so good to letting go of things I just had for the sake of it. But I realized that, you know, the things don't add value to my life anymore. They're not doing anything. And I'd rather someone else who will actually use the item keep it instead. So I've been simplifying my home even more. Day by day, my home, my digital devices, and I'll tell you about my digital devices. So it's me and my daughter living in our apartment. It's just two of us. In between the two of us, we had two desktops, two small laptops, one big laptop, two tablets, three phones, and one Kindle. When I put it down in that kind of when I wrote everything down on a piece of paper, I was like, oh my god, it's just two people. How many gadgets do we need? So obviously, I asked my daughter, I said, are you going to use it? She said, no, I haven't used it since you bought it to me. I do apologize for that. So I said to my daughter, okay, if I'm not going to use it, I'm going to sell it. She was like, yes, that's fine. So I sold two small laptops, I sold one tablet, I sold my Kindle. So right now for my gadgets, I got one laptop, one tablet and one phone. That's it. From having much bigger, much more quantity of gadgets, because I realized I don't even use them. So what's the point of having things lying around? And this is what I did for everything else. I have had this gorgeous dinner set for years. I think it's about 22 years. I never used it. It's a Wedgwood dinner set. I bought it for when I'll get married. And as you probably know, my marriage didn't last that long, so I never got around to use it. And then I kept it for when my daughter moves out. So when she moves out to get her own place, I'll gift her the classic dinner set. But then that dinner set has been taking up space in every home since I moved from Norway and haven't been used. So I listed it on Facebook in hope that someone would buy it. I haven't been that lucky, but the point is, these are the things, even though I spent money on them, I realized just because I spent money doesn't mean I should keep it. You know, so even if I get less money back, at least it's going to someone who will actually use it instead of having it stuck in a cupboard. And I think this is what the thing is, you know, when we think we need certain things to be happy, we keep them and then we don't use them. And this is the thing I learned with time. When you buy something because you really, really want to buy it, that's because you like it in that time period. Where you are in your life right then, that's when you like it. So when you buy something because you love it and then you decide to keep it for that one special day, that one special day might not come until 6 months or 1 year from now. And then by the time that day comes, you do not feel the same about that thing, because you're in a different place when you bought that thing. You had different feelings. And because we continuously grow and evolve in our life, you know, the things you buy won't serve us later in life, unless it's something like an evergreen thing that you know you're going to use. You know, it's never going to go out of fashion, to put it that way. So what I done now, I use my stuff, my best stuff, every day for myself. I used to save it for when people come over, or when that one special occasion come and I can wear my red dress. Whatever reasons, I used to keep things for that one special day or for later. And then when finally the later came, I didn't feel the same way about that thing. And it really hit home. And I was like, okay, maybe I should use the things I buy in that moment while I'm in that phase, instead of waiting for 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. And then I don't like it anymore. So this is, I would encourage you to use your favorite things every single day, because at the end of the day, now is all you have. Not tomorrow, not the day after, not next week, next month, next year. We don't know if we're going to take the next breath. You know, we take everything for granted. And I think COVID has taught us that we take our relationships, our family and friends, our things, our money, our backgrounds, everything for granted. But none of it's actually gonna, you know, be there for us all the time. And this is another thing I want to talk about. So we all have, you know, our loved ones, and there are times where you want to speak to someone, but they're not available. And then you try someone else, and they're not available. And then try someone else, and so on. And then you can't find anyone to talk to. And then you end up, you know, feeling a little bit down and meh. I do that at times. What COVID taught me this year is there will be times where people you love won't be there, won't be available for you, which means you need to learn to deal with your own emotions and feelings. So this is what I've been doing. So I created a high vibe list, or a happy list. You can name it whatever you want. But I created a list and I've written down all those things that makes me happy. Even the small thing, like having a chocolate cake or reading a book, listening to a podcast, do some decluttering, journaling, painting, drawing, You know, something that makes you happy. Potter around your house, go for a walk, watch a movie, binge watch a TV series even, you know. And, you know, you need to be able to look after yourself and your own mental health. You know, everyone is going through their own version of difficulties right now. And the only way you'll survive is by you focusing on your needs, because no one else will do it. And this is the thing, even though you get around to speak to someone, they won't understand because they're not in your shoes. I was trying to speak to my brother the other day about something with my daughter's education, and he couldn't for the life of me get to understand what I was trying to say, and he kept just being very adamant with his views. And then I spoke to my dad, I thought he will kind of understand, and he didn't either. He was giving his own opinions and judgments. And, you know, despite you having your family and friends, you know, they won't always understand you. So you need to kind of take your pinch of salt that when they don't listen, or when they just keep on talking without even trying to understand what you're trying to say, and they'll take it personal. No one will understand what you're going through because they're not in your shoes. They're not going through things the way you are going through them. So it's absolutely crucial that you have your own list of things, that you are your own best friend. And this is the thing, so lately, since we got the news about the third national lockdown in the UK, I was fine until that evening. I had a very productive day, did things I want to do and so on, and then the news hit, and then I was like, oh my god. And then I suddenly felt that little punch in my gut, and I was like, oh my god, not again. So I've been feeling a little bit kind of down since then, and then I think it was a couple of days ago, the same day, I found this Indian crime series, like Indian version of CSI, and I've been binge watching that every evening for the last couple of days. A part of me is very guilty. It's like, you're wasting your time. You should be studying, you should be reading, you should be doing courses until you have the app. And, you know, I keep kind of pushing myself to do more, more, more. And then I have to kick my backside and say, you know what? It's a reason I work for myself. It's a reason I'm taking time off, because it's needed. You know, I'm in charge of the way I live my life. So if I decide to dedicate a few evenings, even a week or 2 weeks, to binge watch something, then maybe that is exactly what I needed. As long as I get those things I need to do done, which is work, deadline, commitments, cooking, clean, you know, normal homemaking, and things like that done, I'm happy. I don't always have to be super productive and super achieving. So I want you to be kind with yourself, because I know every one of us are battling the guilt. You know, you're not working, going out, not making connections and so on, and you're stuck at home. And, you know, it's limited what you can do at home when you've been, if you've been doing anything like me to declutter for the last, I think I would say 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks. And literally kind of going through every nook and cranny in your house. So I don't even have that much declutter anymore. But the thing is, you need to be kind to yourself. You know, you need to be your own support network. You need to have a list of things that brings you back to brings you back to balance, basically, and brings you back to yourself. You know, in the mornings when I wake up, I'll make a cup of tea. That's like a non-negotiable. I'll sit with my journal, I'll put on some prayers, so the echo of prayers goes through my entire apartment, and then I'll listen to something inspirational, like a podcast. I'm currently listening to the Minimalist podcast, I think it is, and I love it. And then I go on with my day. You know, I had a conversation with a friend last year about the whole thing of, she's like, I never get time to get my morning routine done because I never have time. I wake up and have to get the kids to school. I said, yes, that's fine, but maybe your morning can start a bit later. You know, maybe your morning doesn't have to be at 6 o'clock like other people say. Maybe your morning routine can start once you dropped off the kids. You know you have that 1-2 hours to yourself, maybe that's when you should do your morning routine, and not when other people say morning starts. You know, everyone's morning routine is individual. It's all very different. So whatever you You know, whenever you feel you have proper time to do those things you want to do for yourself in the morning, that's when your morning routine starts. You know, maybe that might be in the afternoon, and that's okay. As long as you get that time throughout the day to do those things you need to do for yourself, that's what matters. It doesn't matter about the time. So this is nothing I want to, you know, I want you to think about. You know, whenever you do want to do something and don't have time in that moment when you want to do it, put it aside later when you know you're going to have some time. You know, and I think that's the most important thing, to figure out your own daily time frame and what you're spending your time on. And, you know, you're a timetable. So let's say you're working from 9 to 5 and you have to leave home at 7 o'clock. And then you come home around 6 and dinner and cooking, all that stuff. And then you just want to chill. But if you can go to bed early and wake up a couple of hours earlier to have that morning routine, maybe that's what you need to do. Or when you come back home, that is whatever you want to do, like journaling and stretches and yoga and listening to podcasts, you can kind of split those activities throughout the day, so at least you get them done, even if you don't get them done in one go. So it's all very individual. And yeah, this is what I've been working on. I've been working on simplifying my overall life and my daily routine. You know, this morning I was feeling guilty because I've been binge watching TV for the last two evenings. And I said to myself, you know what? You got your things done. You can't go anywhere. You're stuck at home. So if that gets you through the first few days until you get back to kind of routine and stuff, then that's what you need to do. My daughter's going to be home until mid-February. She got online classes, which means I can't work the way I want to work. It's always going to be interruptions. I'm hungry, and I need this, I can watch a movie, and so on. So I had kind of, you know, put my working hours a little bit around her being at home as well. And the beauty of life is, and the beauty of this is, you can customize your life in whatever way you want to. There's no set rules or expectations or anything. You do whatever that works for you and your lifestyle and your family. It's simple. You know, I want you to make every day meaningful and that you feel like you did something different every single day. So for me, it was, I started this year saying to myself, I want to do one out of ordinary thing every day. So on the 1st of January, I attended Brandon Bouchard's personal development workshop. On the 2nd, I made a date with myself and watched The Minimalism, Less Is Now. On the 3rd, I had a proper spa pampering day at home. And then on the 4th, which was 2 days ago, that's when I started binge watching the crime series. For me, that was like out of ordinary because I never actually sit and binge watch anything. And then yesterday, I made lemon cupcakes. Today, I don't have any plans as such. But then again, I, instead of planning everything intentionally, I also leave some space for things to just happen naturally. Like, I wasn't planning to bake yesterday, but it just happened to happen. And I did it. And I felt good because I did something that I wouldn't normally do. So I will encourage you to, you know, do one thing out of your ordinary life every day, which will make your day more meaningful. So if that is listening to a podcast episode you've been wanting to listen to for a while, or like me, watch the Less Is Now documentary on Netflix, or read Jay Shetty's Think Like a Monk, you know, whatever that is for you, do one thing for yourself every single day which you won't normally do. It just makes you more your life more meaningful. So yeah, I think I'm gonna love you and leave you for now. I hope you got some inspiration and got some aha moments to think through and, you know, take action to make some changes in your life. Making changes doesn't mean anything is wrong with your life. It just means we want to improve it to be even better than what it is already. So I'm going to love you and leave you. Do connect with me on Instagram. I'm at Kieran Singh UK. I post daily. And I'll just catch up with you next week. Take care and bye for now. Well, this is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment below or
go to my website kierensingh.uk. Also, for behind the scenes, follow me on Instagram @kierensingh.uk. Speak to you soon. Take care and bye for now.